I just feel so blessed to be here, to be able to drive here from Hendersonville, and usually I'm here with my husband and my dog Callista, and one Rhonda brought a little bit in. I said, he's got to lay next to me. He's just so calming and peaceful. I'd have him on my lap if I could. And keep Richard in your prayers. He's not been doing terribly well lately. And it's not anything specific. He's 81 years old. And he's run like crazy the last couple of years. He was taking care of me for a couple of years and everything in the household and just everything depended upon Richard. And he's like the Energizer Bunny. He won't stop. Well, and today we're going to talk about time. And when I told Bill what I was talking about, what my talk title was going to be, he said, oh, I got just the song for it. And I looked up the song too, and I had the lyrics for it, but I didn't have a recording of it. This is getting a little, let me move it a little further away from my mouth.
Well, I can turn it down if it's bugging.
Yeah, turn it down a little bit. Is that, can you hear me now? I can actually shout and we can do that, but. So I want you to listen to this song by John Denver. He wrote the words and the music along with Glenn Hardin. And I want you to listen carefully. And as you listen to the music, also pay attention to the words and the phrases in it, because we're going to talk about it. Now, I want you to think, just listen and be surrounded by the music and be open to what grabs you, what, you know, that word. And it may lead you on a little journey, and that's okay, because you can listen to this many times on your own. But just kind of grab onto something that speaks to you, okay? Okay, go ahead and pray around that.
There's a full moon over India, God, he lives again. Who's to say you have to look for someone else to win? In the eyes of all the people, the look is much the same. For the first and just the last one, when you play a deadly game, it's about time. We're all in this together. It's about time we find out it's all of us or none. It's about time we recognize it, these changes in the weather. It's about time, it's about changes, and it's about time. There's a light in the Vatican window. Sometimes he speaks to me. I suppose I love him most of all when he kneels to kiss the land. With his lips upon our mother's breast, he makes his strongest stand. It's about time we start to see it. The earth is our only home. It's about time we start to face it. We can make it here all alone. It's about time we start to listen to the voices in the wind. It's about time, it's about changes, and it's about time. There's a man who is my brother, I just don't know his name. But I know his home and family, because I know we feel the same. And it hurts me when he's hungry and when his children cry.
some years ago now. He's been gone for quite a while. And yet, every line in here is just as relevant today as it was when he wrote it. We haven't made that much progress in so many things, and in fact, in some ways, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Well, Shakespeare had a lot to say about time. I want to know what you heard about time in that song that sort of stuck with you. Just a phrase or a word.
It's about change.
Exactly. And that's the same thing I picked up on and wrote down. It's about changes and it's about time.
Can I get a little more light up here? I feel like
yes.
In the dark. No. Thanks a lot.
We didn't. We forgot to turn.
Can you reach it? Yep.
Oh, thank you.
And one more.
Okay. Oh.
How's that?
Super. Thank you. Okay. It's about time. It's about change. What else?
Yes. I might have put the words in, but I got like it's about being one and being together.
We're all together. We're all in this together.
Yeah, it's yes. Nice enough.
Absolutely. Someone
it's
else.
About taking care of the earth.
It's a little weird, but I love the line where he talks about there's a man who is my brother, I just don't know his name. And then he talks about the child, he says that he hurts me when he's hungry because our little one is mine. And I think that stops time into a timelessness where everybody is bonded in an empathy, and either we have it or we don't, and some don't. They, you know, just say empathy's bad.
When he gets to that part in the song, I feel tears start to well up in my eyes.
Yeah.
Anyone else have something they notice? Yes, Mia.
If someone is in trauma, then I feel, and they're a friend, I need to go be with them and not say anything. Let them talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just being with them. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, this is actually very personal. I'm 3 months into alcohol recovery.
Oh,
and I'm sitting here. It's about time.
Yes.
Yeah, so now.
God bless you. We're all behind you.
17 years she waits.
What is your name?
Suzanne,
we love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we're behind you 100%. Okay?
Yay. One day at a time, huh?
Yeah. I bet if we could raise hands, which wouldn't be anonymous, a lot of us could speak to different addictions. How I know. Well, Shakespeare wrote about time quite a bit. In fact, he wrote 12 poems about time and all. And he referred to time past, the time of the year, the time to come, wasting time, telling time, devouring time, that's my favorite, devouring time, beholding time, changing time, against time, fairy time, and the hands of time. And then, to top that all off, he wrote that wonderful speech of Macbeth that I'm sure you had to read in high school and college, and some of you may have it memorized if you do join in with me. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps forth in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all our yesterdays had lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets the hour upon the stage. And then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, and signifying nothing. Well, our own Shakespeare of sorts, Mark Twain, you probably recognize this too. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. And that question resurfaces throughout your lifetime. At least it has for me. I'm almost 79 now, and you know, I'm still wondering what's my purpose some days. But he also said there is a time, so brief as life, for bickering, apologies, heartburnings, callings to account. There is only time for loving. And it's but an instant, so to speak, for that. So just an instant for the loving. And if you add up all those instances, it comes out to a whole lot of loving, doesn't it? Well, now we go to Einstein in time. Now, I don't presume to think that I understand all of his work. I get stuck on the way he treated his first wife, and that's in me.
It's a different time.
But he stated that time is relative, and that our perceptions of past, present, and future quite possibly are illusions. Mm-hmm. And he showed that we can measure time, but that our measurements are dependent upon the observer's frame of mind. So our consciousness has something to do with what we consider the passage of time. So what that comes down to is that there's no single universe, in place in the universe, that is now. I mean, we think we're all here now, but some of your minds are off thinking about other stuff, and that's fine. That's what the human mind does when you try to meditate. Yeah, and but for people around the world, the human beings, we don't all perceive now at the same instant. And an instant is a piece of time, so it circles round. There's no way to really get a hold of that. So does anybody understand the whole theory of relativity? That's kind of where I'm at too. But there's been so many sayings and songs and proverbs and films about time. I mean, when I decided to talk about time, it's because somebody said something to me offhand about, well, it's about time. It shook me, and I knew I needed to get a topic. Then I said, that's it, it's about time. And stuff happens like that frequently. But some songs, some sayings, saving time, daylight saving time. Mm. Time management is if you can manage time. The song Time and the River, how swiftly they go by, but my heart won't beat forever till time stands still and the river runs dry. Time after time, you know that song, a time for us. Mm-hmm. A wonderful song. The gift of time. Let me tell you that phrase is so meaningful to me because back when I taught elementary school, sometimes there were kids who, for so many different reasons, either developmentally or socially and culturally, weren't ready to move to the next grade. And of course, you were trying to get them ready for the next grade level, but they just weren't there, and it would have been cruel to push them through. And so what we would talk about with the parents, if we wanted to retain them, we would say, Johnny needs the gift of time. He needs more time to not just to catch up, but to explore how his mind works and to get a grasp on things. We don't know what's going on in Johnny's life so far. He's 7 now, and he'll be 8 next year. But has he had a fullness of living, of experience in life? You know, what's his home situation like? You know, what was he born into? He needs the gift of time. What a wonderful gift. Isn't that an amazing thought? Time is on my side. Time in a bottle, which what's his name, sang
Jim Croce.
Jim Croce, yeah. When he sang that, I'm sure he had no idea that putting time in a bottle was going to be so short.
Yeah.
And then there's, I had the time of my life. Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
The times they are a changing, Bob Dylan. It's the time of the season for loving. If I could turn back time. By the time I get to Phoenix, you know, time on my hands. Closing time, it's crying time again on the country stations. Time passages. One of my favorites when I was doing solo work vocally was One Moment in Time. Give me one moment in time. And I thought that was such a beautiful song. A time for us. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Gotcha.
It's a sign of the times. Time's up. Time bomb.
Whoa.
Time out.
Time out. For the good times. Only time will tell. Does anybody really know what time it is? That played while I was driving out from Hendersonville. And Buffy St. Marie, Until It's Time for Me to Go. I love that song. Yeah. But my very favorite comes from my childhood. We had these 45 records, and they came in all different colors. And I remember this one was on a sort of a see-through, translucent green colored 45 record. And it was, if you got the money, honey, I got the time. And I can't remember if it was Teresa Brewer who it was. So time is surrounding us. We're talking about time. We use it in our language constantly. Just even over the next day, just notice how many times you notice the word time in your vocabulary or in the world around you. There's lots of folk proverbs, too, sayings that we carry in our culture, emphasizing the importance of using time wisely. Being proactive, like a stitch in time saves nine. Time waits for no one. Time is money. And I question that. And that would be a good topic to discuss sometime. Time is money. Lost time is never found. That's pretty true. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. That's true. And the biblical explanation for everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. That kind of leads into fate and that things happen in due time. There's also a film, and maybe some of you have seen it. It's called It's About Time. They Stole My Copy. The main message is in this film is to appreciate and fully experience the small, ordinary moments of life. These are the things that truly matter, contribute to your happiness. And it encourages the viewers to just savor those things, savor those moments in time. Treasure them because they are what our memories are built upon. It's those moments. You know, we don't remember. Some of us remember if we've had traumatic childhoods, we remember a lot of traumatic experiences, but over time, we remember the good moments, you know, and we heal through remembering the good moments and healing the bad ones. The main message about time in that film is to appreciate fully those small, ordinary moments of life. And there's a famous line from the movie, one of the characters says, I just try to live every day as if I deliberately come back to this one day to enjoy it, as if it was the full final day of my extraordinary, ordinary life. So just thinking about, you know, picking one day in your life that was so meaningful, was so lovely, and maybe it was simple things. I mean, I remember sitting next to a waterfall on the border between New Mexico and Colorado, and just the sun and the falling water and just everything. And I, you know, that's a time that I can relive over and over, and I can come back to her because I'm going to remember that is the best day in my life, of my extraordinary, ordinary life. Well, what about the nature of time? I'm going to get down to leave the poetics for a minute. Time is a real phenomenon. We can't gain it. We can't lose it. We can't keep it. We can't slow it down. We can't speed it up. We can't start it. We can't stop. A lot of times during the day, I wish I could do one of those things. I'm sure with a little bit here, we wish we could stop time and let him know much more alive. Well, real physical time is a dimension within space, and that space-time connection is in the physical world, in the what we call the real world, the touch, the concreteness, life on this planet. And we can observe it, we can measure it, and we can propose that it's going on at the same time, that each of us has 24 hours a day, made up of 60 minutes each, and each minute is made up of 60 seconds. But your hour is different than mine. I experience it differently. Does that make it truly different in the real world? Or are we going to stick to that real time in the real world that follows the hand of the clock, or nowadays follows the digits? Time is a flowing directional entity. I mean, we know that it's always going only in one direction. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody who's been able yet to reverse time. I mean, that's a great theme in films and novels, turning back time or going back to another time. But right down to it, time is a human construct. Time does not really exist in minutes, hours, seconds, or light years even. It's something we made up so that we could measure it and put some framework around our activities in the days and the weeks and the months and the years and the centuries and the millennia. We've created that. Does that kind of bother your mind? That there's no real thing, no concrete thing, is time. Time is just a concept that we came up with. And that makes time an illusion. Mm-hmm. It's not something you can touch, not something you can control. Time just rolls on in one direction only. It's like trying to stop time is like trying to, reverse the flow of a river. When you do that, you end up in a flood. So time is an illusion, is really the idea, the concept of a construct that we have made. Okay, what's the value of time? We've constructed this thing, and we've attached over the centuries, so we've attached so many descriptors of what it is and how it functions. I mean, there are volumes written on time, but how do we value the construct of time in our own lives? Well, time is actually our most valuable resource. If you ask somebody what's the most valuable resource, they might say, oh, water, light, greenery, all kinds of things in our earthly world. But out of all those, time is our scarcest resource because we can't hoard it. We can stockpile water, we can stockpile food, all those bombs can stockpile that stuff, but we can't stockpile time. Weird, huh? Time, there was a guy, Theophrastus, I think it's pronounced, back in the early philosophers' days, that said, time is the most valuable thing a mind can spend that it's, time is not like money, because you can't earn it back once it's gone. You know, if you spend all your money, you can get a job and get some money back. But if you spend your time and it's gone, there's no way to get that time back. Mm-hmm. William Penn, one of the forefathers of this country, said, "Time is what we want most, but what we use the worst."
Yeah.
So true. I mean, how many of us struggle with managing, or even thinking we can manage time? How many of us struggle with using our time, this precious resource, effectively? And Steve Jobs, you know, we all know who Steve is. He said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. You have to live your life. It's the only time you have, is to live your own life. You can't be someone else." I mean, I truly believe that we're each here for a purpose, and each purpose is different, even though we may band together with mutual purposes. It's up to us. I believe each child comes with spiritual gifts, and it's up to the adults raising that child or teaching that child to find out what that gift is of that child. And it's probably the worst behaved kid in the classroom. I can attest to that. What is that gift, and how can we nourish it? Because every one of us has something to give. So Steve Jobs gave us a powerful reminder that we need to live authentically and prioritize our own path. You can't walk someone else's path. They're already doing it. It's only room for one on their path, and that's not you. You have your own path. Okay, where does time come from? Anybody want to guess? Where does it come from?
It's man-made.
Yeah.
I believe time is the operating system that we use to experience this.
I love that.
And it's our perception of time that's relative. If you're at a dentist with a toothache, it's going to be a lot, what time is going to be a lot longer than if you're at a party enjoying yourself. But somebody outside of that party or outside of the dentist, time's going to go along at the same rate.
That is a beautiful definition. Yeah, you said that well. I wish I could remember things long enough to write them down. But it doesn't happen at this age. So, yes.
Another, I like Robbins. Another thing I was thinking about is that time, I probably started with an agrarian society where they had to decide when to plant, when to harvest, and the seasons. And so they started talking about that, and time evolved. And the only other event that I'm aware of is when the railroads came. Then it had to be to the minute.
Yeah, they have ran on the time scale, schedule. Yeah, that's a good observation too. So, Bill.
You know, we're all talking about people, but it's universal in all creatures. You know as well as I do. I'm sure Callista nags you mercifully when it's time for her to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And Russo, year round, it doesn't seem to matter when we hit the time change. It doesn't seem to matter. He knows when 7 o'clock is and in the morning, and it's going to come pounce all over me.
You're actually getting out of my brain, Bill. No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Come back in.
Okay.
Come on back.
All right. It's a deal.
the animals, plants certainly know the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The seasons themselves. I mean, does somebody have to tell you, okay, now it's fall. Today, it is fall. You feel it all around you. And sometimes you say, oh, fall is early this year. And it is not early, it's just fall. It just happens around the same time every year. Something that comes, something that goes. So the arrow of time, if we think of time, as an arrow. We talk about time as a river flowing. Time as an arrow being shot in one direction. It doesn't turn around, come back. It's not a boomerang. So time is really the consequence of our expanding universe since the Big Bang. Now we believe that once long ago there was a Big Bang that created everything. We'll come up with some other, you know, scientists will come up with some other metaphor at some point besides the Big Bang. But whatever it was that started this way back when, time has only gone in one direction. And we look at it as the past, the present, and the future. It can be quantified. We can say, okay, the service lasts approximately an hour. Okay, so when it's almost an hour, everybody starts to look at each other and getting their stuff ready to go and everything. You know, if you've got a watch or a clock or a phone that they're keeping time on. I quit wearing a watch about 6 years ago, I think, because it just didn't matter anymore. And if I really need to know what time it is, my phone will tell me or I can look. Look at something else, look at the TV, look at in the car, you know, it surrounds us, everything. And we've got clocks everywhere. We feel obsessed. I used to be so obsessed with time that a former husband of mine, I'd say, what time you're going to be home? He'd say, 10:05:30. I was so obsessed with time, you know. I love the Native American value of time. Time, an event happens when everybody gets there, and it's over when everybody leaves. So you ask, well, what time does the party start? When you get here. What time's it over? When you leave. You know, because for you, that's true. The party can't start until you get there, and it's over once you've left. But isn't that a wonderful concept? I try to incorporate that into my consciousness a lot. So time is the continuous progression of existence that occurs in an irreversible succession. We can't turn it around. We can't stop it or save it from the past, through that past, present, and future. That's simply what it is. We can attribute all kinds of wonderful poetic metaphors to it. And we can try to organize our time. We can try to, we can set up a regimen of time. I don't know about you, but every time I set up a regimen of time based on time, I automatically screw it up because I've been thinking I could control it. And in truth, I can. So if I just said, oh, sometime this morning I will get this, that, and the other done. And I try to do it when I'm ready to do it, because the best stuff happens when you're ready for it. Now, it doesn't always get me everywhere exactly on time. I'm still hung up with that. I usually tell people I will be there on time if I'm not a truck rammer for me. You know, that's just childhood programming. But did you know that time travels differently for different people? Is that true? Could that possibly be true? Okay, like for some of you sitting here now, this is dragging on and on and on. When is she going to be over? You know, I'm hungry. Where are we going for lunch? Well, I've got to meet so-and-so at such and such a time. And for others, they're just kind of like this. And that is all good, and it's all different. We can't control that. We can only experience it. Because time is precious. We can control time in a sense, though. I got to thinking about this when I was putting this together the other night. That we can control time by how we choose to spend it. You know, if I want to spend 10 minutes in a hot shower, That is a wonderful use of my time. And it's just glorious, and I like to let it, you know, it feels like it's just going on forever. And if I've got to go grocery shopping, that seems to take me forever. If I'm watching a boring TV show, which I try not to do, my husband has turned off completely too. You know, there's good episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and there's episodes that seem to drag on forever. That's one of my wishes. So time is precious, and we can, in a sense, control it. We can use it to refresh our souls. That's what I really want to get to. We can refresh our souls. And if our souls are refreshed, then there's no time limit on what we can do in this world for each other, for the good of the earth, for the governments and the politics and the people in the nation, that little child that's hungry, you know. So some of the possibilities of choosing to wisely spend your time is in mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness is staying right here in this moment of yours. Not my mindfulness moment, mindfulness moment, but yours. Spending a few minutes in quiet reflection to clear your mind and to find inner space. There's a lot of space inside us, you know? We just fail to recognize it and explore it most of the time. Yeah. There's a, you can take a, establish a connection with nature, and I know Bill does, because I'm forever finding out he's gone on a hike here, and he's done this, and he's photographed all of these plants and all of these birds. And I keep telling him he needs to work for National Geographic. But, you know, I talk to the trees. But they don't listen to me. Actually, they do listen to me. And when I drive through, we have lots of places where the trees just kind of hang over the road. And, when I'm driving through that, I feel like each tree is blessing as I go through. And it's kind of a euphoric experience. Connecting with creatures. There's nothing better than holding your dog and cuddling with them or with your kids. You can exercise. That's kind of a bad word. I wish I could do that more. Right now I'm doing it physical therapy so I don't walk like I'm drunk near as much. having some kind of gratitude practice. I'm a mad journal. I teach journaling. I'm trained in journaling. I keep a gratitude journal where I write down everything I'm thankful for every day. And sometimes it's the same thing every day. Sometimes it's a very simple thing, like the phone call I got from someone, or the taste of that Yasso frozen yogurt that I love. And one that most people, or I'll say a lot of people, because I don't know for sure about most people, is that creative expression. We need to take time for creative expression. If it's only cutting up little pieces of paper or putting them on another one, calling it collage, you know, you might, maybe you're an artist, maybe you're not good at it. Who cares? It's creative expression. Maybe you like to dance. Maybe you're good at that. Maybe you're not. You know, it doesn't matter what you're good at. It matters that you're expressing yourself somehow in this world. And it may touch someone else that you didn't even anticipate was paying attention. There's a commercial on TV right now. There's these little girls doing ballet and everything. And grandmother's sitting in the front row watching her granddaughter. And the granddaughter goes up and picks up this lighted star and comes down and hands it to her grandmother. And I mean, it's just a precious moment of time. You know, that child was expressing her nature. And what that did for someone else, I mean, for millions of people watching the television, you know, we all get a little piece of that, a little benefit of that too. You might, something else that portrays your feelings or your innermost thoughts and experiences. you gotta find a way to express that, or you're not truly living. You're not taking the time to live. It's gotta be a priority. If you're scheduling stuff, making it your agenda and time, put that on there. Time with your family and friends. Put that on there. Detoxing from technology once in a while. That's a tough one to do. I mean, I got my phone with me 24 hours a day. So I want to do something with you about time. There's song lyrics, and I couldn't find a recording of the song, but it's called "Don't You Think It's Time." And some of you may know it, and some of you may not. But what I did is I arranged it as a call and response. So whenever I lift my arms like this, I want you to say, "Don't you think it's time?" When I put my arms down, stop. Okay, let's practice that.
Don't you think it's time?
Yeah, you guys are good. You're going to pass in the third grade. Okay, so you start.
Don't you think it's time?
Time to start anew. Time for changing views. Time for making up your mind.
Don't you think it's time?
Time for growing strong. Time for moving on. Time to leave the past behind.
Don't you think it's time?
Time for quelling fear. Time for a new year. Time for meaning what you say.
Don't you think it's time?
Time for easing doubt. Time for reaching out. Time to opening your eyes.
Don't you think it's time?
Time for trusting more without keeping score. Time to let your forgiveness out.
Don't you think it's time?
Time for showing grace, time for having faith, and time to make more of this time.
Don't you think it's time?
I think so. Okay. One more thing I want to leave you with, and I am out of time, this time, the allotted time. I want to share an anonymous poem with you. And if you recognize it from somewhere, please let me know who the poet was. It's called "The Gift of Aging." And I don't see any, let's say we're all over 40 here.
I'm 17.
Oh! Well, then take notes, because it's coming. Okay, the gift of aging. The gift of aging is something we don't always recognize while we're young. We spend so much time worrying about the lines on our faces, the gray in our hair, or the slower steps we take that we forget what they truly mean. Wrinkles aren't flaws. They're proof that we've smiled, laughed, and cried through a lifetime of moments. Gray hair isn't something to hide. It's a crown of wisdom earned through years of experience. I've earned every gray hair, Slower steps don't mean weakness. They mean we walked far enough to know that life isn't a race, it's a journey. The hardest part of growing older is saying goodbye to certain chapters. The noise of children running through the house, the energy of youth, the people we've loved who are no longer here. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of aging is in realizing how rich those chapters were and how much love we still carry forward with us. Aging is not losing time. It's gaining perspective. It's the privilege of seeing the seasons change, of watching children grow into parents, and of knowing that your presence has shaped lives in ways that will last long after you're gone. The truth is, not everyone gets the gift of aging. Every birthday is not a burden, but a blessing.
Yeah.
Every year is another chance to love, to laugh, and to leave behind a legacy of kindness, because the gift of aging is simple. You want to know what it is? it means you were given time. And time is the most precious gift of all. So may we all give thanks for the gift of time. And then be equally grateful when our time in this earth is through. And so it is.
So it is.